The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey, kids, do you like wrestling? Well, we like wrestling, too. We are Shake Them Ropes here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Myself and Chris Novembrino kind of doing a lazy river of wrestling criticism, going through the news and whatever happened in stateside television wrestling. And also, you know what? Sometimes we just like to watch old stuff and talk about that, too. Love for you to give us a listen if you haven't already. We are Shake Them Ropes here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com. And now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
Rampage, I get it. There's a, you know, fucking middle of the night on a Friday. It's a terrible time slot. It's an hour-long show. It generally finishes, again, top three in its time slot on Friday nights. Sometimes number one, does well for the time slot it's in overall on Fridays. I could see, though, not putting a ton of muscle into that show and burning off matches that you'd rather use on Dynamite, Collision, or a pay-per-view pre-show or something like that, and not burning off those matches on Rampage. But with that said, I do think, based on the last couple of weeks of Rampage lineups, you can book some. Look, this is a deep roster. It could be booked a little stronger than it's been. And Collision, to me, that's a completely different story. That airs in prime time, and I understand it's on Saturday, not a great TV night, but it's a prime time show, and it's 2 hours. And it really should be, you know, in a perfect world, Dynamite is 1A and Collision is 1B. But instead, very often, Collision is treated as a B show or even a C show. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, an almost complete lack of effort of loading up Collision and Rampage to a lesser degree with a lot of your stars or matches that feel important and feel must-see. When is the last time, and I know this week they built the Will Ospreay-Brian Cage match on Dynamite to Aaron Collision, but, and that's a decent match, you know, Ospreay's one of their top pushed guys, but when's the last time they did a huge angle, I mean huge, on Dynamite to build to something on Rampage or Collision that felt like, as an AEW fan, it was a must-see? Couldn't miss it. Holy shit. Big angle. They'd never do that. And I just don't get it. If I own this wrestling promotion, and I had the roster that I had, and I've made this argument before, I'd put everything I had into making all of these shows must-watch for my fans. I would take it as a personal insult if the general discourse was, Rampage is skippable, skippable this week. Collision, that lineup looks like shit. I would take that as a personal insult. My goal as a promoter and a booker okay, would be to stack Rampage and Collision so strong on a weekly basis, okay, that my fans would feel bad about missing them or rush home from whatever they were doing on the weekend to watch it on the DVR or cancel their plans or make them at least consider. Oh, man, what am I going to do? Throw a burger down my girlfriend's throat on Saturday night? Take her to some dopey Marvel movie because Collision stacked. I can't miss Collision. That would be my goal as a promoter and a booker. To make these shows must watch. At minimum, Collision. Rampage, again, I get it. I get the argument with Rampage. But I would still make Rampage feel more meaningful than it typically does lately. I would put title matches on Rampage. Maybe not my world title. Although I'd probably do that now and then too. Because why not? Don't you want people to watch these shows? Doesn't make sense to me. To punt. And it feels like these shows are punted half the time. And I've defended squash matches, but I can't defend 4 squash matches. Okay, I can't do that. When there's not really much else on the show. You know, this week's Collision outside of, Will Ospreay, Brian Cage, right? Outside of that match, which again, angle on Dynamite building the Collision, which I just said they should do more of. This wasn't some huge big angle, and I don't feel like that match was must see, but it's something. But outside of that match, there was nothing on this week's Collision. And by the way, there were 8 matches on this show. 8! And there's only one match I would consider even somewhat of a drawing match. And that was Will Ospreay, Brian Cage. They didn't promise a hot promo. No MJF promo or any big star, no big return of a star or nothing. With 8 matches, it's crazy. It just feels like they don't give a shit whether people watch or not. It feels like they're unconcerned with whether, a typical AEW fan feels like they have to watch the show or not. And I know a lot of you listening probably looked at these Rampage and Collision lineups this week and said, pass. Maybe I'll check out Ospreay Cage if it gets good reviews. Maybe I'll check out Okada, Ultimo Guerrero, because that sounds like something cool. But again, that's not really a drawing match because Ultimo Guerrero means nothing to the American TV audience. That's a sicko match, and I'm all for sicko matches. I'm all for Shingo on Rampage. That's cool as fuck, okay? I'm not saying don't do those things. I'm saying put real stars and put important matches and angles and promos on these shows and make people feel like they have to watch them. This feels like, why am I the crazy person for suggesting this? Why don't you want people to watch your shows? I don't understand. And you could pepper in the sicko shit for people like us and your squash matches to put people. You could do it all. You could do anything you want. You're booking this shit. You're in control. You got a roster full of stars and half of them are never around and you don't tell us why. And you got 5 hours here and a roster that's more than capable of providing 5 hours of top-notch TV that feels like it's can't miss. Instead, you give us 2. And half these Dynamite lineups aren't exactly, but I'm not going to go there right now. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't get how a lineup like this Collision gets pitched or booked and Tony looks at it and goes, yeah, I'll sign off on that. That's all we need. I mean, what the fuck are we doing? Where's the stars? You know, why aren't we even trying to get people to watch these shows? I don't know. It's crazy to me. Where's Britt Baker? Is she hurt? Did her contract run out? Is she holding out? Or, where is she? No explanation. Where's Hangman Page? Is he having personal issues? Is he hurt? Is he holding out? Are you just waiting out the clock with some of these people and letting them leave? Miro, I know he's a pain in the ass. Where's he? What's the explanation there? Did he get another dental surgery? Wasn't that his reason last time? I mean, we just don't know. And that's just a few. I mean, we know what's going on with Omega. He's about the only one. I mean, where are these people? Where's MJF and the Bucks on Rampage and Collision? I mean, you know, those are people who have been around. Let's leave out the people who were never around for whatever reason, which we're never told, so we can only speculate. Where are the stars that are around week to week? Right? Why aren't they ever on Collision or Rampage? I don't understand. And then what happens is you make it the norm that people view these shows through the lens of that they're skippable, and then it becomes even harder to get people to watch them if you do. I just don't get it, and I never will.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey, kids, do you like wrestling? Well, we like wrestling, too. We are Shake Them Ropes here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Myself and Chris Novembrino kind of doing a lazy river of wrestling criticism, going through the news and whatever happened in stateside television wrestling. And also, you know what? Sometimes we just like to watch old stuff and talk about that, too. Love for you to give us a listen if you haven't already. We are Shake Them Ropes here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network.